Out here, trust isn't optional. It's essential. That's why crew around the world rely on Aspen Insurance Advisors. Built by former yacht crew, we know the risks, and we know how to protect you. Medical emergencies, mental health, active lifestyles. We've got you covered 24/7. Discreet support, personal service, global reach. Aspen Insurance Advisors, designed for life at sea. Visit aspen.com today.
Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So I'm a little bit outside of Monaco at my friend's place and being able to just ground in nature. So you can hear I'm actually having a little upgrade to my system. That's what I always say when you have a cold. I never have colds, but yes, now it did. It did give me a little bit of an upgrade here. So today I'd like to speak to you about self-care when you are a startup founder. So for those of you who maybe consider having their own business in the future, if you feel like, okay, I'm done with working on the boat, it's time for me to venture out and do my own thing. First of all, well done for that decision. It takes guts, courage, and grit. And you may feel, and there are moments, and tell me about it. I'm a startup founder. I've been on this journey for a while now. There are moments where your self-limiting beliefs will unfortunately get the better of you. But that's okay. Because all of these beliefs or negativity or the darkness that comes up will teach you something more about yourself. When it happens to me, and especially when I am physically feeling weaker than before, I still continue training though. I still train Tai Chi Qigong every morning and meditate because my lymphatic system needs to continue working, my immune system. And by the way, it only works when we do engage our muscles. So it's not a circulatory system like our blood circulation. No. You need to literally move your lymphatic fluid in the lymphatic system, which is your immune system. Okay, sorry, I'm venturing off. When you feel weak, in moments of weakness, it's a moment of reset. And we maybe can also feel shame, guilt, sadness, or even an imposter syndrome that you feel like, oh, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? And that happens, that can happen. And when that happens, go inside of it. Because this feeling tells you something. There's a certain darkness coming up. And we can push it away, but it will come back up. So go inside of this darkness and understand, what is it within myself? What sabotages? What am I doing to sabotage myself from being able to manifest that life or create that life that I'm inherently, from my birthright, deserving? What is it? And you will come across again, it will come back to trauma, to emotional wounding, which we need to heal. And especially when you're a startup founder, especially when you are a leader, especially when you're an entrepreneur, when you're a captain, that level and that amount of healing you have done as a leader will be so important to the success of your company, of the leadership skills within or on the boat, your own startup company. Because the way how you take care of yourself, how you take care of your physical vessel, your mental, emotional, spiritual well-being, as well as your wisdom body, understanding to connect to your wisdom body, your intuition, is key. These are key items and factors for the success of your company, your business. I give you an example. If you run a startup and you run yourself down, you do not take care of your physical body. You neglect your emotional and mental well-being by drowning yourself with too much work, too many meetings, and not actually looking at what's going on under the surface. It will catch up with you. The people you will work with, you will demand indirectly, unconsciously, for them to act the same way as you do. And then what can happen? You can burn them out. Because if you burn yourself out, that shows that because of the level of non-existing self-care you have, it can also be reflected in how you will treat your employees or your team members and how you will demand the same effort and have the same expectations towards others than you have towards yourself. And it's not even something that you will do on purpose. It will be subconsciously controlled, because most of our actions are controlled, 90% of our subconscious mind, not the 10% of our consciousness. So this means the way how I treat myself, if I don't watch out and I don't treat myself in a loving and caring manner, I will most likely treat my team the same way. And I used to be this kind of person, a workaholic, push, burn the candle on both ends. And what will happen? You will ask also that 150% from your employees, but that's not the right way to go. You ask only 80%. Because anyone in your team, if they have family, they have other life, is something else in their life which is more important, that is important. Because otherwise they will not support you. They will not support you because they will just say to themselves, hopefully she's not going to get another idea and you have to work long hours. So the way how you treat yourself will have a reflection upon how you will treat others. As a startup founder, self-limiting beliefs. If you're in a moment of weakness, which can happen because you get tested, like, is this really what you want? Is this really what you desire to do in your life? And then you will get tested by distractions, by people throwing more challenges at you or opportunities, and you get strayed away by old distractions of behavioral patterns, like, for instance, instead of taking care of yourself and sleeping more, you will go out with people and you will party. All these distractions can come into play. So you need to be aware of that and need to know how to set your boundaries. Because as a startup founder, taking care of yourself is of essence. Many people have these really high-end coaches where it is about, yeah, they will talk to you and they will give you certain wisdom and that will click and there are certain downloads. But the most important thing is also still taking care of your vessel and your emotional and your mental well-being. These are non-negotiables. Because if you are literally sick and you run yourself down, who's going to run the company? Who's going to run that startup? No one. So for those of you who want to seek a career after the yachting industry, or within the yachting industry, that's something to look at. Look at your self-limiting belief patterns. What is it that I say to myself every single day? Oh, I'm not deserving of this. Oh, rich people. Oh, I hate rich people. I'm like, how are you going to create abundance if you talk about rich people this way? Gossiping, complaining, something really important, because these are initial patterns that can hinder you to be successful. Namaha, namaste.